This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. There's an emerging artist in Denver named Charlo. CPR's Ryan Warner reports you don't have to walk into a gallery or a museum to see his work.
During lockdown, Charlo was looking for a way to make art and share it without having to be in close quarters.
I have always wanted to do a mural. So I made a post on Nextdoor, and I was literally asking for a neighbor who was willing to donate a wall. One person came to the front and was like, hey, I have a garage door. Like, it's black. Do you want to just do that? And I was like, absolutely.
So Charlo painted one garage door and word spread. So he did another and another, more than 20 so far. And you call this Make Alleyways Great Again, right?
Yeah, Make Alleys Great Again is the same, but I like the sound of the shorter way of saying
alleys.
But yeah. So it's like a MA MAGA kind of trying to take a little bit of that meaning away from it and give it a new one.
His pieces resemble the works of Keith Haring with bold black and white pop art lines, a canvas jam-packed with shapes and optimistic-looking figures. Charlo tells me he admires Haring and appreciates the comparison. He says, like Haring, he's an openly gay man. But Charlo's also his own man. So I asked how he'd describe his own work.
My work, I would describe it as joyful, full of surprises, very linear, and abundant, I guess.
You'll also find words sprinkled into his murals. There's a puzzle quality to them. They might be words that mean something to the owner of the garage door, or words that mean a lot to Charlo himself. And they might be in English or Spanish.
One that comes to mind that I used recently was alegría. Alegría in Spanish means experiencing joy. Some other words that I've used before is gracias, which is something I relate to my mom as well a lot, because she taught me to always be grateful and that was going to be a way to get far in life.
Denver artist Charlo, whose murals adorn garage doors all over the city. And one of them is hanging above a barber shop now, too. I'm Ryan Warner, CPR News.